I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is Wednesday, April 21st, 6:39 in the morning.
Hope
is
Day.
Hope Day. And time for...
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, loud. Hello.
Hello.
Sounded hot, didn't it?
Hot, came in hot.
The Radio Alice Report.
That's perfect. All right. Right there. All right.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com.
I love that place.
All right, here's what's happening. I'm so sorry. I was just shoving a piece of toast in my head.
Oh.
And you know when you've just finished eating, you got that kind of, there's a little...
Mm-hmm. Residual.
I'm a little more
chunkage.
Liquidy than I'd like to be. Oh. Anyway, I'll move on and get it done. We'll begin with the biggest news of the day next to the pandemic. I mean, I can't think of a bigger story, but it broke into the TV yesterday afternoon. Yep. And the jury has found former police officer Derek Chauvin guilty on all counts in the murder of George Floyd last May. It looks like we're about 2 months from sentencing. So for now, that's the details that you need to know, that he was found guilty and that he's a couple months away from sentencing. So... I know a lot of people watched the trial. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it, but I'm always interested in how that stuff works. I think that lawyering at a certain level is the height of debate. It's as, you know,
yes.
and the height of communication as you're really trying to persuade someone one way or the other about something. So anyway, I wish I would have seen more of it, but the bottom line is Derek Chauvin, former police officer, found guilty in the murder of George Floyd.
It's good news.
Don't forget, we have Scott Budman coming up as yesterday. While yesterday was, they say unofficial, but I'm pretty sure it's official that it's the official Doobie Day.
Uh-huh.
It was also a day that Apple put out more products,
and
Scott will be
bro.
On this time next hour to tell us about what they launched. So,
right.
Online dating has become normal.
Yeah.
I know for a while there, most people felt like that's pathetic. I can't meet someone?
Right.
But as, you know, tech has invaded every aspect of our life.
Why wouldn't we do this,
it
right?
It actually makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
When you say to yourself, hold on, I'm going to get gussied up and go to a bar and try and meet somebody? Hold on.
That actually starts to seem silly now.
And so does hovering around the water cooler at work, hoping, you know, Nancy walks by.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Nance.
Very inappropriate, Doug.
Right. I mean, there's just no winning. So I do think that it makes a lot of sense. Online dating absolutely makes sense. So this is something I thought was interesting. Someone asked people to name the things in dating profiles that are immediate turnoffs.
Oh, okay.
So these are the things, if you find yourself, you're, hey, I'm semi good looking, and hey, I have a job and a life and friends. Why am I not getting swiped left on?
Right. Why are people passing me by? What are these hot topics.
I bet you
take notes, Nicole.
I bet you once gem selfies for guys.
Oh, you don't like those
already.
Well, that, yeah, no, not me, but I hear that's like a no. If you see that it's a shirtless pic with the mirror, then it's a no.
Cuz don't do that, guys. I just got to look into that, guys.
Yeah, don't do that. You can have a shirtless pic, but like if you're on a hike or a beach, acceptable. But if you're just in the gym, then it's just like, ugh. Okay.
Here's a guy who stands around in the gym taking
selfies. Yeah, like, are you actually working out? Like, okay.
A workout. Girl, look at that body.
Having no bio at all is the first turnoff. Mm-hmm. This idea that I'm good looking enough that I don't need to write a damn thing.
Right. Take a look, ladies.
I do think it's surprising to me, especially where men are concerned, which men are the head turners for women. You know, like the ones that when a guy walks in the room and the girls go, holy crap, that guy. Like, they're out there. They definitely are.
Yes.
It must be a cool feeling to have a whole room look at you when you walk in. I usually think of that as being more of a woman thing, that women and men will look at a beautiful lady.
Sure.
Every head turns.
Right, every head. But, you know, if you're John Stamos, you know, you walk in and everyone goes, whoa.
Whoa.
Who's that raven haired
beauty? That guy's from Full House.
I would like to sit next to that handsome fella. Anyway, so that's one of the things they say here about having no bio at all is, yes, you're good looking, but there's no way to know if you have anything in common with that person.
Is there anything else interesting about you besides that you're good looking? No. We get it.
Listing requirements that have to do with looks, like height and weight.
Oh.
Now, look, I'm going to tell you something. There are absolutely, in fact, Yuzette was one of them. I need a man at a certain height, period.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's just the way it is. And that's okay. I actually think, like, look, I'd rather know that
I'm off the board at 5'6", you know.
5'6"? Who's 5'6"?
I think it's you.
It's not me. Yeah. How dare you? Yeah. That is not true at all.
Sarah.
Making up lies. Anyway, the point is, look at you smile too. You love doing that. You just love it so much. Anyway.
Not sure what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Look, you're still smiling. You love it. And you know what?
I'm just happy to be here.
I just fell for it again. I'm still talking about it because of what you're doing. Damn you. Anyway, the point is, I actually don't think that's the wrong thing to do, but I can see if you're a guy and you say no women over 200 pounds, that's pretty jerky.
Mm-hmm. Right. I want someone 25, weighs 120 pounds, and at least 5'10". Well, I'm out. Swipe.
The line, don't waste my time, is a turnoff. These are the things in people's bios, online dating, that turn people off. Don't waste my time. They say here, it makes you sound irritated before anyone's even talked to you.
Mm-hmm. You're so sick of having your time wasted.
Yeah. Isn't that the point of dating? To like waste your time till you find the right one?
Yeah, you are supposed to hang with some people and see who fits you. And the fit is the most important thing. Photos where you're flipping off the camera or turn off, they say it's pretty common and people think it looks fun or cool, but it also looks like you're flipping me off as I sit here and look at your photos. So,
well, F you too, swipe.
Long rants about the type of person you don't want to date. They say it's more attractive to be positive, focus on the things you do want, things you do like. You know, yes, you want to weed out that person who's tardy all the time, but... Mm.
Maybe say it.
Well, you could say, I like people who are on time instead of being.
I hate people who are late all the time.
Don't waste my time.
Right. They say these are online dating things that people just, they're turning people off before you've even had a chance. Overused cliches like, I'm fluent in sarcasm. I don't like drama. I'm looking for a partner in crime. Those are overused cliches in dating profiles, and they're a turnoff. They also say quotes from shows like The Office, anything that's too mainstream. They say that's just embarrassingly typical.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't help you stand out at all even though you think you're finding. I actually think exhausting. If someone loves The Office,
it sounds awful.
And you love The Office, why wouldn't you do that?
Right.
So, but you could just write, "I love The Office."
Yeah.
Instead of just, you know, using
I'm looking for a diehard though, because I am one. You know.
Yeah.
I want them to understand my quotes.
I need to be able to have a girl who gets all my references.
My obscure Office references.
And I know she's my soulmate. Don't waste my time.
Yeah, I don't know what to say other than I wish you all good luck and I hope you find someone that you really like and then you'll find out that you had it pretty good when you were alone too.
Thanks.
Like, you could love life now too.
Yeah, you could really try to be a whole person.
Actually pretty good. Sure.
You find you have more to offer to someone else too when you have when you love yourself and your own life and you have interests other than dating.
Mm-hmm. Well, the grass is always greener, and there's another cliche for you, and yet you will say to yourself, I just want a partner so desperately, and then that partner will be great for a little while, and then that one thing they always do will make you want to choke them out, like sniffling. Mm-hmm. Why are you sniffling again? Blow your nose.
The grass is brown on both sides.
Right. Thank you, Bryn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put that in your bio so I know not to click you. Jesus, you sound like a pain in the ass.
I have to do this fast fact because I love it so very much.
Fast facts.
I won't ask any questions.
Limping on purpose was popular in the mid-1800s in the UK.
Why is that?
Let me repeat that. Limping on purpose was popular in the mid-1800s in the UK. The Princess of Wales had rheumatic fever that gave her a limp, and because she was a huge fashion icon and trendsetter, all the women started fake limping just like her.
Oh. Well, that's like
stupid.
Barcelona.
Yeah. What?
It's like the guy who had the lisp, and then everyone, there's, you know, a whole region of Spain that says Barcelona.
Oh, is that the reason?
Wait, really?
Yeah, it was like the king or something.
Oh, the king had a lisp, and that's why they
I think
can't
so.
Say this, the name of their own capital?
Yeah, all the S's are th's.
All right.
Hmm. I think. I don't know. Maybe that reminds me of the limp story. That's pretty.
King Ferdinand had a lisp, and
he must really love Daffy Duck.
Imitated
too,
him as a form of respect.
Oh, and then now everyone's with Barcelona.
That was perfect.
Game of Thrones and Friends had roughly the same budget at $10 million per episode. Friends cost that much because of the cast salaries.
Yeah, $6 million went to the cast. And then they had $4 million. So that was their actual budget for the show. Of course, they already had the sets all built. So I guess they were just paying writers and renting the space, you know.
Al Green's Take Me to the River was a big hit, but it made its biggest chunk of money from being the song that's sung by Big Mouth Billy Bass, Electronic Fish.
Take me to the river. Drop me in the water.
Won't you tell me I love you?
I love this guy.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Good.
Guy's voice is butter.
Yeah, it's just silky.
Let's see here. Oh, this is a good one because I have trouble with this, and I think you probably do too, and it's morning, so let's talk about coffee for a second.
Oh, my God, coffee. Oh,
yeah. They call this the sweet spot for how many cups of coffee you should drink in a day. I definitely can tell you from experience that if I have too much, I regret it.
Mm.
I get twitchy, and my tummy gets all gurgly, and I don't like it. So I have to be, I'd rather err on the side of caution, and I also can, man, just the smell of coffee can keep me up, so I can't get near it after 12 noon.
Oh, no.
But a new study out of Portugal found the exact number of cups of coffee you should drink in a day is five cups, no more. Well, you could drink less, but no more than five. That's
a lot.
That's the point where you'll be most alert. Your memory will also be better, and you'll learn stuff faster. But you won't get your tummy all gurgly or twitchy.
Do they specify the size of the cup? Because I definitely feel like, you know, I drink an entire pot of coffee every day. But
that's
I drink
more
it,
than 5 cups.
But I only have 4.5 cups.
Yeah, that mug is gigantic.
It's a nice size.
And you're kidding yourself with that. I think this is what they consider there you go. Next to my head. It's considerably smaller than yours.
It just does seem smaller. What do you think that is? A 6 ounce cup, an 8 ounce cup?
This is a regular cup of coffee. I don't know. Yeah. It's the one. It's exactly.
I just don't want to make so many trips. I suck it down so fast. Next thing I know, it's empty.
It's a whole pot. That's the bottom line.
Well, it's working for me. I mean, you know, more or less.
Our text number.
It's 4 fluid ounces usually.
How many?
4. 4 fluid ounces.
4 ounces? Mm-hmm. That's like a sip.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what counts as
out
one cup.
Out of your
cup?
Mug, it's a sip. You're right.
No doubt. I would guess this is a 12-ounce mug.
But it's different, though, you know.
So this is 3 cups of coffee is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
I add milk. I put a little milk in there.
Like a splash, right?
Yeah, a little splash.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 415 says, police officer here again. Although Chauvin is guilty, we are on high alert in Chinatown and downtown to prevent assaults, looting, and vandalism.
Mm.
Thank you for your service.
I saw that when I was driving in. I thought maybe there's some filming going on in Chinatown. But there's certain streets that are closed off, and the cops are just there with their lights on. So I don't know if something
happened.
Specifically
Chinatown? How strange.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if something happened, but they had like these weird barricades that I'm not used to seeing, so... Mm. I was like, okay.
Well, I'm sure that, you know, as soon as the jury got the case, the high alert began.
Yeah, I was worried. You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. Well, sure. Concerned. If they'd come back with the wrong verdict, it would have been mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
Or a turnoff is men saying, just got out of a bad relationship or gonna give this a try again. Oh, those are turnoffs, everyone.
Oh.
Yeah, there's
at
a lot of
things
stuff.
Work. Everybody's I'll try got, again.
Everybody has different red flags. I know. I've definitely, as someone who enjoyed dating, I would hear people say things like, "I want to travel the world,"
mm-hmm.
and I'd be
that
like,
sounds fun.
"It sounds great, except my vacations aren't long enough for me to be able to join you for that." So, mm-hmm. and I have
to
work.
A good time.
This has to happen. I have to be here. That's how the bills get paid. Right. So.
Traveling the world is a lovely dream, but gainful employment also
it's,
a totally
yeah, it's
solid
just so
ambition.
Far from realistic for me that I just always was like, okay,
well, just seems like that person lives in a fantasy world. Like, oh, is mom and dad, are they paying for this?
Right.
I don't
How's
understand. Right. And how do you plan to make that happen?
When I was on Bumble, the first thing I swiped left on was if someone wrote, drinks frequently or mention sex in their bio. Some guys even write their kinks in their bios. No thanks.
Ugh.
Well,
let's find those
you
out.
Know.
Well, I suppose that's true. Weed them out.
And that lets you move on down the road. You know, whatever.
To
anyway,
next,
what's coming up in the trash,
the
Sarah?
Ted Lasso season 2.
What?
And it's closer than you think. And Stranger Things season 4. I got news on that too. Oh.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.